Good day, good day, good day. This is Put Your Phone Down Podcast, and I am Keisha. How's everybody doing? Before I get into this message, it is very important for me to give a shout out to Belle Viso Spa. When you go there, say hello to Olga and Jasmine and Peyton. I'm going to put their information on my Facebook page, but they will get you together. Okay. We have an upcoming podcast interview, and ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know how dope this spot is. They've gotten me in very professional. Just get into it. But I'm going to put more information, but shout out to Belle Viso Spa. And I'm going to give y'all a quick little word, and it just came to me, so we go rock with it. So a couple days ago, I just had like a little rough patch. And if you know anything about this podcast, I'm just going to try to be as transparent as possible. We all have had our days. Everybody has a breaking point, and I just so happen to have mine. It's very important that I mention the date because I believe this is what changed me around. February 2nd. So I'm going to say 2/2/23. I went to a parking lot and I just let it all out. How many of y'all have had that moment? Might have not been a parking lot. It might have been a shower. It might have been waking up at the edge of the bed as soon as your feet hit the floor. You just decide to cry because you just tired of holding it in. Something in you told you you had to be strong, but then it just hit like, damn. So I had one of those damn moments. And I remember saying, look, Lord, you just gonna have to fix this one. But it was like something in my spirit was saying, you know, to tell him I'm not leaving until I get it. And it made me just remember now, listen, people, I am not a Bible thumper. Okay. I pray every day. You know, I talk to God more than I talk to anybody, but I can't pick up the Bible and tell you, oh, go here, go here. But I do believe no matter how far we are from him, it's on our hearts. So with that being said, I kept hearing, you know, I'm not leaving until you bless me. So I was like, let me Google that. I know I feel like there's somewhere in the Bible. I know this. I know I ain't make this one up. And there it was. I believe, and keep in mind, I'm not a Bible thumper. It is Genesis 32:26. Was a guy named Jacob. And Jacob was worried. He spent the whole night worrying. The whole night worrying. Believe him and his brother had some beef, and his brother was coming for that ass. And I do curse. His brother was coming with an army. And Jacob was worried, like, you know, man, he gonna take all of us out. He stayed up all night worrying, trying to figure it out. So let's, for a moment, put Jacob's brother as a bill. Let's put it as worry, anxiety, and you up all night, tossing, turning, trying to figure it out. So somehow he sees this image. Some might debate that it was an angel, it was the Lord, but whatever it was, whatever its purpose served, he wrestled with it. He wrestled pretty much all night till the sun came up. How many of you have been there? You get that green notice from NIPSCO. You get a bill that you like, man, I thought I paid this, but here it is. You get something on your mind that cannot get off your dome. Like you just stuck. for my entrepreneurs. Business might be slow. You letting that keep you up? How am I going to make it? For those ones that's seeing those red numbers in their bank account, how is this going to happen? But then there's something in you that has to fight. It's clear and evident that if Jacob had to wrestle for what he wanted, then you do too. And it's also clear that it's a fighter in you. He wrestled and he said, I'm not leaving until you bless me. So they just fought for it. But somehow, late in the midnight hour, he got blessed. Now, I believe he also got hit in the hip or the thigh area. So he didn't walk away, you know, cool with it. Got bruised a little bit. But he got his blessing because it's some fight in him. And I thought about that when I sat in that parking lot, just having my way with God. Did I cry? Yes. Did I let it out and say, look, I'm over this. Enough. I'm not leaving here until I get an answer. Because trying in my way is not working. So I'm not leaving this parking lot. I'm good. I had my snacks. I was chilling, but I was like, I'll stay here all night. But I'm not leaving until I know what I know. So if you anything like me, I asked for some signs. I'm like, all right, give me my sign. And when I saw it, I knew it. There is a fight in you. And it got buried with worry, anxiety, depression. You forgot. And it's okay to forget. This is why we call on God. Because he remembers you. He created you. He knows all and he sees all. So for my people that go to their abandoned parking lot, who cry in that shower and then dry their old tears off because it's somebody that's coming that need them for something. For the ones that's just facing some type of loneliness or whatever you are facing, there is a fight in you. And sometimes you just got to get in the ring and go toe-to-toe. You ever see those boxers when the fight takes their break? They sit off on a side and they have people champion for them. Hey, look, I saw what you was doing. Next time, duck when your opponent swings. That's God. He's telling you, I see what you're going through. But you got to listen to me. And when you listen and you get out that corner and you stand in that ring, you clutch your fists. You remember what your coach said, what your trainer said, what the Lord said. Put that right hook right where it needs to be and fight for it. Wrestle for your blessing. When I left that parking lot, I gotta say, I kind of felt like I should have did this a long time ago. Because instantly, I got back on track. Instantly, And I'm not saying my story works like yours. I'm just saying this message is for the ones that forgot about the fight in you. There is a fight in you and is ready. Don't forget how powerful you are. Don't forget that. So, this is probably one of the quickest podcasts that I've made. I just decided before I got my day started to go ahead and let you know there is a fight in you and you can go ahead and get your blessing. And it might take a minute because, like I said, Jacob fought for a long time, but he got it. So, clutch your fists. Get in the ring and know you got this. Sometimes you just got to fight for the stuff that you want. All right, y'all. This has been a great podcast full of positivity. If you want me to sponsor and give a shout out to your business, hit me up. Like I said, Belviso Spa. I will be putting their information on the Facebook page. And I don't charge. I just like to show some support. So again, give Belviso your business. We got Valentine's Day coming up. And even after Valentine's Day, they'll still be there to get your services and your waxings and your hot stone massages. They got it all there. I enjoy it so much. So be well to everybody, y'all. And I'll be back with my next podcast.